I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Good morning. Happy Monday, Philly. Yes, our birds. That was an amazing game. So
really?
We,
you think it was amazing?
Yes, I did.
Being down 14-0? Sloppy.
Yeah, and we came back and
no,
it was
I know,
sloppy.
But it was sloppy. It was ugly to watch.
You,
it wasn't a pretty game at all.
Whoa. Thank you.
Well, I mean,
it was
win.
A great game to watch. It was sloppy only because of the weather.
That's what I'm saying. It's sloppy. I like crisp, nice fall weather.
Go away.
For my game. I'm just saying.
Go away.
Well, there was fumbles. It was a sloppy game. Trust me. I've watched enough football. That was a sloppy game.
Well, yes, but it's because of the weather. It
had
nothing to do.
That's what I'm saying.
Well,
I'm not saying.
What's the problem?
There's no problem.
Get another coffee, Bill.
I'm just saying. It was a sloppy game. And NFL analysts afterwards even said the same thing. It was a gutsy win, but it was a sloppy game to watch with the weather. That's
well,
all.
Well, that's true.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, well, that is an obvious observation.
It's beautiful if they win.
I mean, this is...
Right?
It was so a great day to watch.
It's going to be like this.
It's just an... It's a
Here we
as
go.
As a long-time NFL watcher, I'm telling you, it was a sloppy game. Even fans there.
We are not arguing
right.
that point.
That's...
It was sloppy well, because of the weather.
Yes
an
right.
obvious observation.
We are going to move on. All
wow.
right? There's no wow. I'm just saying, as a fan, I like nice weather. That's all.
I don't everyone like, does.
I don't like to watch snowy games. I don't like to watch foggy games.
Right.
I don't like to watch muddy games.
Laura,
I like crisp weather.
We're moving on.
All right. 7-10. Impossible question. Actually, not. Beat the Bill. Beat the Bees coming up. 4 tickets to go see Rocky the Musical. I got a category lined up for you. You will like it.
Things, a ambulance?
No.
What, bad weather?
Things that are pink.
Things that are sloppy.
Things that are pink. In honor of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Okay.
All right.
Can we take
nice.
It down a notch, Jen Ryan?
I don't know. You
My
started
God.
It. You started it.
I didn't start anything. All I said was a sloppy
Laura,
game. All
you
right.
started it.
At
well,
8:10.
We can review the tape.
We can. At 8:10, it's a $202 impossible question. 15% of people think it's only right to do what? Not arguing with their co-hosts. It's not an answer.
It could be.
At 10 o'clock, Jen, this is so exciting, is going to join Midday Bill for a
yes.
big concert announcement.
This is awesome.
Right.
I can't wait.
It's big.
And although, I might be leaving.
You go!
Yeah.
I drove
I'll let
in,
you
though.
Do it.
I drove in. I'll give you money for the Uber. Right now, I'm just kidding. Right now, we're going to hop on over to the Be Up Club. We're going to have a lot of fun on Facebook Live. We're going to digress, take it down a notch.
Or you can watch this in person.
Right. Join us on our page at B101 Philly.
B101.1.
Thanks for the follow, the likes, and all the Facebook fields.
We love our B101 Philly top Facebook fan of the day.
Well, the Eagles won, and our winner today, our top fan winner, is Dom Amoroso from Westchester. Dom, congratulations.
Yeah. I wonder if there's any connection to the Amoroso roll empire.
Why not? I'm guessing yes.
You know, those delicious rolls are made in Belmar, New Jersey.
Did not know that.
Yeah. Now you do.
And they're sold everywhere.
They're sold.
Get in my belly.
Oh, my gosh. When I used to make my homemade cheesesteaks, I would get the Amoroso roll, and I would get the Steak-ums. Remember the Steak-ums?
Oh, sure.
Have them.
They still sell Steak-ums.
That one little sliver of beef that you get would produce so much grease in the pan. It was such a fire hazard.
Anyway, Dom, fire hazard. Dom, congratulations on being our top fan. Thank you for being interactive with us on Facebook. And if you would like to be a top fan, just start by liking our Facebook page at B101.
We must fly!
Philly's B101.1 with Jen and Bill and two things you need to know today.
Two things to know, sponsored by Ashley Home Stores. Ashley Home Stores, lowest pricing on mattresses with 11 Philly and South Jersey locations. Number one, well, Philly sports. The Eagles coming back to beat Doug Peterson's Jaguars at the Link Sunday 29-21. They are the league's only undefeated team at 4-0. The Birds are in Arizona Sunday to take on the Cardinals. Meantime, a huge game for the Phillies tonight because with a win over the Astros in Houston, the Phils will lock up the final wild card playoff spot.
Awesome. All right, well, number two, unfortunately, flooding at the shore. I mean, Wildwood streets are underwater. We're talking both Jersey and Delaware Beach flooding, all due to Ian, which is now a coastal storm in our area. And it's going to continue until tomorrow night. Meanwhile, of course, cleanup in Florida continues, where the death toll from Hurricane Ian is now at 87. The president will visit Puerto Rico today, Florida on Wednesday. You can help by visiting redcross.org/donate, or you could call 1-800-RED-CROSS. You could even text the word Ian to 90999, and that will make an automatic donation of $10. Those are your two things on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Hey, can we talk about both coaches yesterday? First of all, as expected, Doug Peterson got a huge ovation when he walked onto the field at the Link, and they even showed him, you know, up on the big screen, followed by the banner of the 2017 Eagles World Champions. It was really cool. And then after the game, while he was still on the field, did you see he and Jason Kelce, they couldn't get enough of each other. Like, they were hugging and stuff, and Coach Peterson unzipped the jacket he was wearing and gave it to Jason.
Yeah.
And he walked off with it again, lots of hugs. It was just really, really sweet.
Yeah, he got a great reception. Peterson had some really nice words to say about Jalen Hurts, saying he was proud of him and he wished him well for the rest of the season. And I will say, despite that loss yesterday, Doug has got his team going in the right direction, I think. But props to Coach Sirianni. He took so much grief early last season from fans and media. I mean, some people said he was the worst coach in the league and all this. He coached that team to the playoffs last year. Got him at 4-0. He's done a remarkable job. And how about at the press conference yesterday, at his son on his lap, he's wearing that Roxborough High School t-shirt in support of the team and the school from that horrible shooting last week.
And a couple players were wearing that same t-shirt, too, when they arrived at the game yesterday. Very cool to be. I mean, the Eagles have always been so involved in the community.
Yep.
4-0, baby!
One thing is for sure, Sirianni's got his team going in the right direction. Or Jen and Bill on Phillies, B101.1.
B-A-T-L-E-S, Eagles! What's the buzz on B101 with Jen and Bill?
Well, of course, Philadelphia is all abuzz this morning about the Eagles. So they beat Doug Peterson's Jaguars yesterday 29-21. We are undefeated at 4-0. Up next for the Birds will be Sunday in Arizona. So, yeah, big win, of course, at the Link yesterday. But guess who might be coming to the Link next year? Taylor Swift. So this is all rumor, but rumor has it, she is planning a massive stadium tour starting next summer. Nothing confirmed yet. However, coming up later this morning, just so you know, at 10 a.m., we do have a major concert announcement that you don't want to miss. So definitely stay tuned for that.
We will tell you, it's not Taylor.
It is
it's not Taylor.
No.
All right.
If you're into magic, stay tuned for this. Chris Angel's Magic with the Stars. It is a new reality competition show on the CW. Some of the confirmed stars: Donny Osmond, Flavor Flav, Debbie Gibson, Frankie Muniz. What they have to do is they have to learn magic from Chris, some of his tricks, and then they have to perform them in front of judges.
I met him in Vegas years ago. He was a nice guy. He didn't do any magic tricks for me, though. I wanted him to, like, levitate and stuff. He didn't do that.
Well, it premieres on October 22nd. Who knows? Maybe Flavor Flav will be levitating. Dua Lipa.
Well, this is something. The unstoppable Nick Cannon has done it again. He has announced the birth of his 10th child.
Unbelievable.
He knew this baby was coming. This is his third baby with Brittany Bell. He is expecting his 11th child with Abby De La Rosa. Who's going to have more? Eagles wins or Nick Cannon kids?
Babies?
Yeah, I don't know. Because I think the Eagles are going to get about 16 wins this season. Speaking of football, could Bobby Boucher be making a return?
You're drinking the wrong water.
Gatorade.
H2O.
Gatorade.
H2O.
Water sucks.
Love the Water Boy. One of my all-time faves. Can't believe it came out in 1998. He just told Variety Magazine that he wants to do a follow-up, a sequel. It's been too long. The movie, this is incredible, was made for $23 million. It earned $186 million at the box office. Kevin Bacon's daughter, by the way, Sosie Bacon, has the number one film in the country. It's the horror film Smile, earning $22 million at the box office. She was also in Mayor of Easttown, don't forget.
She's very good. She played Kate Winslet's daughter, right?
A lot of natural talent. Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, Kevin's her dad. Kira Sedgwick's her mom. Good genes. That's the buzz on the B. Coming up, we've got four tickets you can win for Rocky the Musical when we play Beat the B. Make sure you're listening. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Really nice prize to try to give away right now with our Beat the B game. It's a four-pack of tickets to go see Rocky the Musical, which actually starts tomorrow at the Walnut Street Theater. This morning, we are playing with Stephanie. She is from Pennsville, New Jersey, and she was caller number 10.
All right, Steph, we have five questions for Jen. And the category this morning, things that are pink in honor of Breast Cancer Awareness Month this month. So, Steph, you can bet on Jen or against her. 3 out of 5 right, and you're going to win. Are you ready to play Beat the Bee?
I sure am.
All right, Jen, number one, we have to start out with Bucks County pink. Where did she go to high school? Was it CB East or CB West? East or West? Stephanie, will she know that?
I think she will.
You have asked me this before, and I remember she went to West.
She went to West.
Yes.
That is correct. All right,
yes.
Steph.
Good job,
you're on the board. Let's move on to question two. A pink Cadillac is associated with Mary Kay Cosmetics, of course. What was Mary Kay's last name? I'll give you a choice, all right?
Sure.
Was it Ash or Olson? Ash or Olson?
Now, she's got this one.
All right, what do you think?
I do. That would be Ash.
Mary Kay Ash is correct. All right. Good job. We're going for the sweep here. All right, question three. Jen, Pinky Tuscadero. Do you remember her?
Yeah, from Greece, right?
Not Greece.
Wait, Pinky Tuscadero.
But, oh, I remember.
But
I knew
she was the love interest of this iconic TV character who also wore a leather jacket. Hey! Who am I talking about? Name that iconic TV character. Who was she the love interest of?
Oh, my God. I just have Grease on my mind.
Oh, come on now.
Oh, I know this one. Come on, Dan.
Oh, well, Steph, do you think she'll know it or not? Do you think she'll pull it? I know she knows it, but she just can't think of it. What do you think?
I think it'll come to you. Come on, Dan.
Come on.
Oh, my God. Give me one more hint, Bill. Oh, one more. Oh,
with the thumbs and the leather jacket.
Thumbs and wait a minute. Wait. All right. So what's the question? The show or the character?
Pinky Tuscadero was dating whom? Who was
Fonzie.
It? Fonzie is correct.
Yes,
I knew you knew it.
Good job.
It's a Monday. Hey.
Sorry about that.
That's good. Yeah, that right, though.
Good job, Steph. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We did sweep it, and you have a 4-pack of tickets to go see Rocky the Musical, and it starts tomorrow at the Walnut Street Theater.
Thank you so much. That's cool.
You're so welcome. It is cool. Thumbs up for that
there
one.
There you go.
Hang on one moment, okay, and we will get your info. Hold on.
Correctamundo, as the Fonz would always say. All right, listen tomorrow morning at 7:10 for your chance to play Beat the B2. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
It's the impossible question, Philly's B101.1.
$202 in the IQ jackpot this morning. 15% of people think it's only right to do what?
My buddy, Steve from Mantua. Hi, what is your guess?
I'm going to say give some change to someone that's just got a cup out.
Oh, it's a nice
Looking
thing to
help.
Do. It's the right thing to do, Steve, for sure.
And the red kettle season will be starting soon before we know it.
That's true. But not it, Steve. Not what we're looking for.
Okay, guys. Have a good day.
You too. Keep the guesses coming. 15% of people think it's only right to do what? $202 if you're right. 888-333-B101 is our number. Call with your guesses. 888-333-B101.
It's the impossible question. Philly's B101.1.
$202 in the IQ jackpot this morning. 15% of people think it's only right to do what?
Hey, Natalie from Essington. Good morning. What is your guess?
Not wear deodorant.
Oh. You know, I am actually allergic to a type of deodorant.
Here we go.
It's true. I can't do the spray or the solid stick. It has to be clear. Otherwise, I get a big rash in the armpit.
Thank you for sharing this,
Bill. I thought you'd like to know that. It's a real problem.
Well, certain deodorants, yeah.
You know, but great guess, Natalie. TMI, of course.
But yes.
Yeah, not what we're looking for.
Okay. Thank you.
Bill?
All right, Diane from Kennett Square, 15% of people think it's only right to do what? What is your guess?
Some type of volunteer work.
Do you know I just volunteered?
What? To do what?
I volunteered information about my deodorant on the air.
God.
Didn't you hear that?
We didn't want it.
Great guess, Diane. Not volunteering, though.
Okay, well, thank you.
Let's see how Bill's going to weave the underarm rash into this guess. Callum. Callum is 9 years old. He's in the car with Mom. They're from Ambler. Hi, Callum. What is your guess?
Hi. So Callum had to get out for school, so now it's just Mom.
I'm so sorry. Oh, Callum, I get it. He couldn't wait. Doesn't want to be late for class. All right, Mom, what is your name?
Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. So what did you and Callum come up with?
So I'm going to go with what he said, and he said nap. Take a nap.
I was taking a great nap yesterday, and then I got woken up by my armpit rash.
You started itching.
Started itching like crazy.
Jessica, please tell Callum when you see him after school today that it was a great guess, and Bill wasn't trying to make fun of it.
No.
Because we actually do take naps.
Yeah.
But that's not the answer.
I'll let him know.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
I'm itching already just thinking about it.
We're going to add another $101 to the jackpot because no one got it right today. So tomorrow morning at 8:10, we'll be up to 303.
15% of people think it's only right to do what? Think about it all day today. Yeah, good luck tomorrow. We're Jen and Bill on Phillies
B101.1. Jen and Bill.
Phillies B101.1.
First Monday in October. Is it too early for Christmas?
Mm.
All right, you know we never think it's too early here at the B, and the town of Hackney, England, doesn't think so either. So I don't know if you saw this, but it did go viral over the weekend because they put up their town's Christmas tree.
That's awesome.
In the town square. It's 30 feet tall, decorated top to bottom, and the village residents love it.
As they should.
Yes.
Because like you said, it's never too early to start thinking Christmas. That's why we here at the B want to give everyone out there a heads up about our Christmas choir competition. Start getting the submissions together now. It takes time and effort to put the perfect song together, as you know.
And we'll start taking those submissions as of today. We're so excited.
Mm-hmm. So enter at B101Philly.com. A chance for these choirs to win $1,000, $2,000, or $5,000 for their music program. Sponsored by NJM Insurance and by Hatfield. And in case you were wondering, 83 days to go till Christmas.
It's not a lot of time. It is going to be here before you know it. And again, you can submit your school's choir at B101Philly.com.
B101.1. More music, more variety, and more smiles.
It's time for Be Positive with Jen and Bill.
And Be Positive is brought to you by the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Atlantic City for world-class entertainment. Well, of course, we are all super positive about the Eagles' undefeated season so far. We're the only team that is. We're 4-0. And SEPTA wants to help make sure that Birds fans get home safe and sound from games.
And free. How about this? SEPTA has teamed up with Betts Park Casino and Sportsbook to give fans a free ride home after each and every Birds game from the link this season. Now, the Eagles are on the road this coming Sunday. They're in Arizona, but you can get that free ride home when they take on the Cowboys October 16th. That Sunday night matchup at 8:20. That is a huge one on the calendar. Again, get your free ride home from the NRG station on the Broad Street line. And go Birds!
B-A-T-L-E-S, Eagles!
All right, you guys ready? We promised you a big concert announcement. You are going to love this. We are super excited to let you know that Ed Sheeran, the Mathematics Tour with Khalid and Dylan, is coming to the link June 3rd of 2023, next summer.
Yep.
Woo!
Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m., but it's your chance to win a pair right now with us. So, lucky caller 10 wins them. 888-333-B101, 888-333-B101.
Hey, good morning. It's B101. We are looking for caller 10, and guess what? That is you. Congratulations.
Oh, my goodness. That's awesome.
Yeah. What is your name?
This is Julia.
Hi, Julia. Julia from Telford?
Yes.
Congrats.
Julia.
Oh, my gosh. We're so excited for you. Okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, How much do you love Ed Sheeran?
Oh, we love Ed Sheeran. We dance to his music all the time. Oh,
well,
I love the Shivers one.
There
I know,
you go.
Right?
Well, you're going to be dancing at the Link June 3rd because you just won a pair of tickets. So again, congrats, Julia.
Awesome. Thank you.
And hang on. We're going to get all your information, okay?
Hold on.
And make sure you're listening tomorrow morning and all this week at 7:10 in the morning for your chance to play Beat the Bee for your shot at winning these Ed Sheeran tickets too on Philly's B101.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.